here.
The Scotty K Show on US 99.
I don't know if you've seen this story yet. This story went pretty viral. A security guard at one of Jelly Roll's concert quit in the middle of the concert because of something his boss said to him. So the scenario was, I guess there was a kid that was in a wheelchair and he was guarding. He was supposed to be protecting, like, between the barrier and the stage. There's a space for security to go through and run in and out. So his job was to keep security, keep that area clean. Well, he saw a kid in the front row behind the barrier in a wheelchair and decided he was going to let him through to that area so that he could see the show a little bit better. This is apparently what had happened, because all of a sudden you see this guy take off his vest and throw it at a guy here.
My job was to keep that area clean and clear of all people so that security people could get back and forth. If they don't mind if people are there, this fella needs to be where he could see. My boss come up to me and he said that I wasn't doing my job and that I was incompetent.
And so that's when I guess he went ahead and he just threw his vest at him.
Oh my goodness.
I was like, I get it. Like, that's his job. The rules were he was supposed to keep it clean.
Right.
But one, the security guards that he was keeping it clean for clearly had no problem with it. And I do think that some rules shouldn't apply to everybody because not everybody has the same opportunity.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
To me, this guy's just acting with empathy and compassion. And I thought he made the right decision.
Yeah.
Do you think he should have kept to the rules, or do you think he made the right decision?
Oh, no, I absolutely think he made the right decision. That's what you do. I mean, you can't stick to the rules in a situation like that. Absolutely not.
Yeah. The other thing for me, too, is one, acting like that, one, acts for inclusion. And I'm all about that all the time. But also, why isn't there, and maybe there was a space, but he wasn't using it, but shouldn't there been an accessibility area? Usually they have a place with ramps that's raised a little bit so people that are in wheelchairs can see.
100% agree with that.
Right.
I mean, it's different circumstances.
And so, I don't know. For me, that showed this human compassion, this human side of him that said,
yes,
hey.
I totally agree.
Okay.
And you know what? Even if you lose your job over it, you know what? You are still being compassionate.
Yeah, and I feel like he did the right thing. But that's the question. That's why people are going back and forth. You're like, he's like, yeah, he did the right thing morally, but he also should have followed the rules of his job if he wanted to keep it.
Would you do that too?
Oh, yeah, in a heartbeat. I've broken so many rules because of things I thought were right. I can't count the amount of rules. And you know what? Every time, I'm happy I did it.
Yes.
So I want to know, do you think he did the right thing?
I absolutely think he made the right decision. I think he should have let the young man in the wheelchair there. And quite honestly, if Jelly Roll would have seen the whole situation, he probably would have said, let him come up and clear the way and let him be there.
I'm glad you brought that up, actually, because his wife, Bunny, I think, did come out and talk about it. And they're trying to find the kid and the family because, they were appalled by that. So you're dead on with that for sure.
Yeah, I totally think he would have said absolutely. He would have stopped his show.
He would have brought him on stage.
Make sure. Hell yeah, he would have.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, I agree. I think that sometimes, I don't know what this, a supervisor's idea of what was going on or what he thought was the right thing to do. But even if he couldn't be in that area, to me at that point, you go, let's find a spot. Let's find somewhere that he can
absolutely
be. Right?
Absolutely. And quite frankly, I would imagine all of the fans that were up in the front would have been like, absolutely, make room. Let's
right.
help him out so he can see.
Hell yeah.
I agree. So shame on his supervisor for not being compassionate and empathetic.
Yeah, screw that guy.
He did a good job, but yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm going to fight him. awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks for taking my call, Scotty.
You're awesome. Thank you. Call anytime. Joe, what do you got for me here?
Yeah, so I would say I agree, I think, with the security guard. And I'll say this. I work in fire and water restoration, so we deal with insurance companies.
Okay.
And sometimes the bosses will say, hey, we can't do that extra delivery because insurance isn't going to cover that. We're not going to get paid to do that.
Okay. These are some good points here. Yeah.
And I will fully do that on the weekend or do that and not put it on the schedule so that happens for. A lot of times it's people that are underinsured and don't understand they're underinsured.
Right.
And so
yeah,
if I have
sure.
that platform or that
you're doing what's right. I get your exactly. your moral compass says, hey, I'm going to help these people out, right?
I have to do it.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. That's a good point, that he has a job to protect whatever license this place has or insurance they have. But also, I think the other thing that I said a minute ago is that at that point you say, hey, we can't have him here, but let's go find a spot to put him, right?
You okay. could have taken that to find a place for him, right. And not necessarily in that aisle that he
Thank you
have
so
been.
Much, man. I appreciate your perspective. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Thanks, guy.
US 99, Chicago.